Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for the business. I'm glad you're here. Jerry Acuff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is a new friend, and he is the CEO of Delta Point, which is a Scottsdale, Arizona company specializing in helping sales and marketing leaders make sure they get their company's best foot forward in the marketplace in the right ways, not to manipulate people. You can't manipulate people in the 21st century. You got to make sure you connect with them, and he does that, and he's helping you and me do it through the things that he writes, like his new book, The Relationship Edge, and he's our new friend, Jerry Acuff. Welcome to the show.
Jim, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, and your other book is called Start Thinking Like a Buyer. Stop Acting Like a Seller and Start Thinking Like a Buyer. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good title. And the reality is whenever you act like a seller, people shut their mind.
Right.
And you can't get anybody to buy anything unless their mind is open.
Well, the thing about that I've always said is when I talk to small business owners about the products that they create and they sell, they get so excited about what they've got because what they're thinking about is why they bought this product to sell.
Right.
And, but what are benefits to us as business owners are merely features to our customers.
Exactly. And if the dogs don't like the dog food, they ain't eating it.
they're not gonna eat it, are they?
I know. You know. And there was a time when I got started. Man, I owned a small business, as you know. And uh-huh. You know, when I got started in my business, I mean, I was the king of great meetings. And you know, and I'd go in and have a great meeting, and you know, people would sound like they were really interested. Nobody bought anything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I began to learn, you know, what is it people really want to buy.
Yeah.
That I was able to craft an offering that people would buy.
Well, and you have, but what you did, and this is what you write about, and what I've been talking a lot about lately, and that is the importance of connecting with people.
Right.
I was at a conference recently, Jerry, where there was a lot of marketing research done on how to reach out and get customers, especially small business owners, but there wasn't nearly as much time spent talking about, now that we've got them, now once we market to them and we get their attention, how do we connect with them so they'll buy?
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it, relationship building, I believe, is the one skill that should be taught in schools and in businesses that's not taught.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask almost any business owner or you ask any key executive in a big company, you know, what role does relationships play in the success of your business? And they'll say, well, it's everything. Then you say, well, what do you teach people about? How do you build relationships with people that they are important to their success, but they don't naturally connect with, and they say nothing? So
right.
I say, okay, so it's really important, it's everything, but yet you teach them nothing. And so the relationship edge is really the process that relationships need to go through in order to become valuable. And what we try and get people to understand is that it is a process.
Yeah.
And if people learn the process, then they can connect with people and really get into the habit of getting people to open up to them because they want to talk to them, not just about their product, but because they think they're important.
Isn't it interesting, Jerry, that the more we grow high tech, the more technology we have, and the more our technology is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it helps us. On the other hand, our competitors compete against us with it.
Oh,
but isn't it interesting that the 25-year-old words of John Nesbitt are still coming true? The more we have high tech, the more we'll want high touch. That's the key, isn't it?
It is absolutely the key, is high touch. We talk about in the relationship edge this concept of relationship mapping. And that's where we say, one of the things that we ought to do is build relationships proactively rather than reactively. Mm-hmm. And so we ought to
You've got to think long term to do that, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have to think about who is important to you and your success, and how do you go about building a relationship with them. Then you begin to think about, okay, how do I first make the contact? And then secondly, once I make the contact, how do I keep the contact alive? Now, that's actually, Jim, where technology can play a very important role.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the things that I've learned about people today is that you really actually need to learn what kind of technology they prefer to be communicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, I've got a client, in fact, a very big client of mine, and the way I got the client, I was introduced by somebody else, and I was introduced by email. And about a week later, I called the person who introduced me, and I said, Dave hasn't responded. And and somebody overheard the conversation and said, he's never going to respond to an email. He said, if you want to talk to him, you have to call him on his cell phone. And I said, well, mm-hmm. I don't have a cell phone number. He said, well, here it is. And I left him a message on the cell phone. He called me back within 30 minutes.
Wow.
And now, when I talk to him, 80% of our conversations are text messages that lead to face-to-face meetings.
He won't send an email, but he will text, huh?
He won't email, but he will text. And so,
and since
it's
he's the customer,
to learn how, you know, how do we reach people?
And Jerry, since he's the customer, he gets it however he wants it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I tell my employees, don't ever forget we're the vendor.
That's right.
And we have to think like the customer thinks. If the customer likes to text, we text. If they like email, we email. Now, none of this, Jim, and you know this better than I do, takes the place of a face-to-face meeting.
That's right.
Because the way you build relationships with people is you spend time with them so that they get to know you. Because once they get to know you and they understand your intent, then they're more likely to want to have a valuable business relationship with you.
I did business with a company for years and only saw them once. And I did year after year we did business. Then I had a proposal I wanted to give them that was really important for both of us. And he said, well, just email it to me. I said, no, I want to come to see you. I want to deliver this to you. He said, oh, okay. So I traveled across the country and delivered the proposal. They bought it. The next year, when we were wanted to talk about something a little bit of a different angle on that, he said, can you come up here and deliver that proposal?
Yeah, exactly.
They like that sometimes, folks. Even with me, 20 till... We're going to be right back with Jerry Acuff. He's the author of the book, The Relationship Edge. We got a lot more to talk about. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. You never want to quit. No, no. After you've had it, no, no. You're in an awful fix.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Here's the late, great Dan Fogelberg to bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Use them and abuse them if you want to. And it's all there for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and use our stuff and hang out with us. smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Jerry Acuff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend, the author of The Relationship Edge and Stop Acting Like a Seller and Start Thinking Like a Buyer. Two different books available wherever books are sold, Jerry. Are they all over the place?
Yes, sir.
And you got a website you'd like to give us?
The website is www.gottochange, all one word, .com.
GotToChange.com.
Yeah, we tell people if you don't have to change, don't call us.
I'm with you. Let's talk about this pyramid you were talking about.
Right.
Tell us about how that the networking pyramid, is that what you call it?
Well, I call it the relationship pyramid, Jim.
Okay.
I got to thinking one day about what kind of relationships can you have with another person. And I came to the conclusion that on a positive way, there's only six levels of relationships you can have with another person. There's people who don't know you by name, several billion. Mm-hmm. There's people who know you by name, which is your first objective. If you're trying to build a relationship with somebody, you want them to remember your name.
Right.
The next thing is you want them to like you, which means they don't mind being around you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to be friendly with you. Friendly means that, you know, you're actually, you're, the nature of your relationship is characterized by some ongoing discussion. You and I talking about Florence, Alabama, or talking about, you know, the Grand Ole Opry or whatnot.
Right.
Then the next thing is people who respect you. And then the last level is people who value a relationship with you. So you may have started out to build a relationship with them, but they now want one with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's a pyramid because, or depicted in a triangle, because you have a lot of those relationships at the bottom.
Right, 6B.
Not very many at the top.
Yeah.
And so the question is, in the Relationship Edge book is really about how do you move people from the bottom to the top?
Well, you know, as you were talking about that, I thought about the definition, the difference between a good friend and a best friend. You know what that is, don't you?
No, I don't.
Your good friend will bail you out of jail.
Right.
Your best friend will be sitting beside you saying, "Man, that was fun." So you want those are the people.
I will use that, Jim.
Those are the people at the top of the pyramid, right?
They are, but, you know, there is a difference between a personal relationship and a professional relationship.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have both a professional relationship and a personal relationship. The thing that people have to remember is that, you know, when you're in a professional relationship, it's about getting something accomplished with business. And there are lots of people and lots of my clients who tell me that they have difficulty doing business with their friends, and part of what we have to do is get them to think about the relationship with that friend, you know, in a professional way differently than they do in a personal way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what you want is that people who want a relationship with you because they see the value you bring. I mean, it's not hard for me to look at your two websites and see that for any small business owner, you know, your websites are a resource, and I'd want a relationship with you.
Yeah.
But it's because you're bringing value to me.
What about the personal side? And when we're talking with customers, you know, I always felt that, and I know you do too, and you talk about this in your book, the importance of getting personal with your customers, finding out about their lives, letting them know a little bit about your lives. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's very important, Jim, for us to find out what people treasure. Now, what's interesting is that people almost always start when I'm trying to connect with somebody with a question that's personal in nature. And people either answer that question and just talk forever. I mean, I'm on an airplane one day with a guy, and he looks at me and he says, "I hate to talk to people on airplanes." And so I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, I wrote a book on relationships. I accept your challenge. And I waited about 5 or 6 minutes, and I said, "Hey, man, hadn't I seen you on TV?" And he perked up, and he said, "What'd you see me on?" And I said,  make a long story short, he talked for 2 hours. When we finished, he says to me, "You're the most interesting person I've ever met." And I'm thinking, how would this guy know? He doesn't even know my name.
You haven't opened your mouth in 2 hours, right?
Right. But my point is that people will either answer that question, or, you know, usually the question I ask is, "Tell me what you do when you're not working." Now, these questions, by the way, are in the book.
Right.
You know, tell me what you do when you're not working. Now, people will either answer that question and talk for 7 minutes, or they'll give you a very short answer. Now, if they give you a very short answer, usually what I do is move to a professional question. Because people are usually comfortable, if they're not comfortable talking about personal things, they are comfortable talking about professional things. So when we talk in the book about the 20 questions, we call them the Link 20, so that, you know, so you can link up with people. The 20 questions are a combination of personal and professional. But I want to find out what people treasure, because when you get people talking about what they treasure, you know, whether it's your 3 grandkids or whether it's my 2 children, you know, I'm going to talk for a long time if you'll let me do it.
Well, that's one thing that I found. If you say somebody's name enough and you ask them about their children, that's usually a couple of pretty good connecting points there. Stand by. Jerry A. Cuff, folks. I told you we'd have fun when Jerry joined us. He and I will be right back. We got one more segment with Jerry, and we'll do that right after these messages. 29 after, I'm Jim Blessing Game, the Small Business Advocate. I think This is the Moody Blues to take us out. Stay with us.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because our good friend, actually now is our good friend. He's been with us for a half hour now almost. Jerry Acuff is a new member of our Brain Trust, the newest member of our Brain Trust. And he's the author of The Relationship Edge, which is just out now in paperback and available to you wherever books are sold. We're talking about how to connect with your customers, how to get close to your customers, how to make sure that they love you. And, you know, that's one of the interesting things to me, Jerry, and I keep coming back to this, is that with all the concern that small business owners have about how fast the marketplace is moving, all the technology, all the young kids that are coming up, you know, conquering the world and at 23 with their new websites and all that, it's still the success of the 21st century is still going to happen because of relationships.
There's no question, Jim, in my mind that it's the reason that's true is because what's implicit in the notion of a valuable business relationship is that single concept of trust. And we want to do business with people that we trust. And so the nothing will ever replace the power of creating and engendering trust on the part of another person. Now, how you do that?
Let me stick something in here, Jerry, and I'll get you come back to that, folks. That you hear us talk about trust on the show a lot, and you hear us talking about loyalty, Jerry. What I've been talking about lately is trust and loyalty to a customer. In the 21st century, and this is why this is so important, is not just something that this warm and fuzzy. It's a best practice, isn't it, Jerry?
Oh, it's absolutely a best practice, because what trust says is that your behavior is predictable.
Yep.
I mean, what it says to me is that I can count on what you tell me. I can count on the way, Jim, that I know you're going to do business. And that, mm-hmm. I mean, when I speak... You know, and I speak to large audiences and small audiences, but, you know, 98% of the time I get a standing ovation. Well, that's the reason why I'm able to continue to speak. It's because people can predict that at the end of me talking, people are going to be, they're going to laugh, they're going to be educated, they're going to be inspired. But mm-hmm. if I can't do that on a consistent, persistent, predictable basis, nobody would ever trust me in front of anybody.
And so when you got small business owners out there saying, how can I possibly compete when I've got 20 competitors I didn't have 10 years ago and 100 or 1,000 more online? There's only one way to do it, because you can't out-technology everybody. The only one way to do it is what Jerry's talking about, relationships.
Right, and it's creating value for customers, particularly doing things that are unexpected. I mean, yep. You know, we talk in the Relationship Edge about inexpensive, unexpected, thoughtful things, and there's just so many things that people who own businesses can do that are inexpensive, unexpected, and thoughtful. I mean, yesterday I was had lunch at a restaurant with three of my folks, and as I was there, three of the administrative people came in to the same restaurant, Macaroni Grill, and they had lunch. And so I told the waitress, I said, give me their check.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it cost me $50 to buy lunch for these three administrative assistants. It happened to be one of them's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, I mean, this is also a company that I have a very large contract with. When we got back to the office, I mean, you would have thought we'd have given them $1,000. But, you know, it was unexpected on their behalf. It was certainly inexpensive. But those mm-hmm. kinds of things are the things that make people know that you're different.
That's right.
And what you really want to be perceived as is different. Not weird, but different. And different because of the way you approach helping people succeed in their own business.
And the help doesn't have to be a big deal.
No.
It could, like you said, it could be a small deal. It could be a little thing. And there's a lot of different things. I think the main thing, though, you got to do, Jerry, is you got to stop being so concerned with yourself and start being concerned with other people.
Oh, absolutely. But that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is most of us are focused on ourselves. I mean, 98% of our waking time we spend thinking about ourselves.
Yeah.
But if we get focused on other people, I mean, it goes back to what Zig Ziglar said. I mean, my gosh, nobody said it better than Zig. You know, you get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want.
Exactly. Well said. Hey, Jerry, will you come back another day?
Jim, I'll come back whenever you ask me to, man.
What's the website again, please?
It's www.gottochange.com.
Gottochange.com. Check it out, folks. Jerry Acuff, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break, 20 till. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
And he makes it fast with one more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.